Here's a check on stories. We're following for you today, Veterans Day on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano calls for a partly sunny day today, high 55 to 60, cloudy with rain late tonight in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy periods of rain, late clearing, lower 60s. On Saturday, sun, then cloudy, scattered showers, mid-50s. And on Sunday, a partly sunny day in the lower 50s. We'll have the details on Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. As we said, today is Veterans Day. If you run across a veteran today, please thank them for their service. And also, if you can, attend some of the services that go on throughout our tri-state region. Now, a reminder, due to road construction in North Canaan, the Veterans Day ceremony will be at 11 o'clock at the Couchpipe of VFW Post parking lot near the tank and flagpole. Light fare will be served upon completion. All are invited to attend that. Now, from 5 till 7 p.m., there will be a free spaghetti dinner to area veterans and their significant others upstairs in the hall. Donations for that will be accepted. Now, in the Harlem Valley, towns and villages are honoring local veterans and their service to our country with traditional Veterans Day observances. Amenia Fountain Square War Memorial, Route 22 in Amenia, hosted by VFW Post 5444 and town officials. Millerton and Northeast Veterans Park, intersection of Main Street and Dutchess Avenue, hosted by Millerton American Legion Post 178. Pine Plains American Legion Hall, 9 North Main Street, hosted by the VFW Post 5519 and American Legion Post 426. Millbrook VFW Post 908 along Franklin Avenue, with a ceremony to follow at the Village Green. A message from the Northeast Community Center. This past Saturday, a local family suffered devastating losses and trauma in a house fire on South Ames Street. The community support for the Yang family, now approaching $100,000, has been heartening to witness, and all appreciate everybody who has donated to their GoFundMe campaign and helped in other ways. But there was another family at the adjacent house that were also affected by the fire and in turn lost their homes. The Northeast Community Center has been working to provide the family with clothing, food, and temporary shelter. There's now a GoFundMe account available for the Choctaw and local household. You can go to GoFundMe.com and look for the search CHOCCHO household. There's also a meal train available for that household. You can go to mealtrain.com/trains/Z2OQDR?BLM aid 25296. You can also get that link on our Facebook page for Robinhood Radio. Permanent housing is the most dire need for all five of the affected families. If you know of available housing in the surrounding area, contact Jessica at the Northeast Community Center, 518-789-4259, extension 105. Federal and state lawmakers are touting a recently approved $1 trillion infrastructure improvement package as a boon for Connecticut. Connecticut is expecting $100 million due for their broadband plan. State Representative Michelle Cook of Torrington and Maria Horn of Salisbury noted another important reason to improve broadband coverage. We recognize we've had tragedy with COVID, but in our neck of the woods, we've had an incredible influx of folks that have moved in and some of our bordering states. But to keep them in our communities, we must give them better than adequate Wi-Fi interconnectivity. Students in 77 public high schools in Connecticut will decide how to spend $1.5 million in federal coronavirus relief funds to finance transformative programs for their school. Each high school participating in the Voice for Change competition will be eligible to receive as much as $20,000 for funding winning proposals that students craft and nominate. The State Department of Education will select the winners in mid-March 2022. Local participating schools include Torrington High School and Oliver Wolcott Technical High School in Torrington, Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, and Northwest Regional High School in Winsted. Dozens of hospitals in New York imposed a total of 4,800 liens on homes of their patients that had outstanding medical bills, according to a report. Between 2017 and 18, 56 hospitals across the state deployed the controversial debt collection practice against mostly low-income patients, according to the community service report. Many of the liens targeted patients in rural communities across upstate New York, including the Hudson Valley. All the 56 hospitals operated as nonprofits as required by state state law and regulations. That means the hospitals are tax-exempt but required to provide various financial aid and charity care. In the Hudson Valley, New Vance Health had 159 liens, with most tied to Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie. New Vance Health, which was formed in 2019 through a regional health system merger, said the liens were imposed by HealthQuest, one of its now-defunct health systems. HealthQuest discontinued the practice of imposing liens in January of 2018, said New Vance spokesperson John Nelson, adding the network provides care to anybody who needs it, regardless of their ability to pay for their care. So meetings coming up this week in our area. In Cornwall on the 13th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., it's the Holiday Fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road. And, of course, that is in Cornwall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And, by the way, they have a new tapas menu, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 36,079.94. The NASDAQ at 15,622.71, and the S&P 500 at 4,646.71. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.